time now to check in on small college baseball. And with his weekly report for us, here is Gene DeLisio. Gene?
And Bill, even though the college baseball season is over, there's a lot of news taking place on the lower levels of college baseball. First of all, we did mention last week that Jamie Dottillion is replacing Steve Lyon as the baseball coach at Grand Valley State. But athletic director Tim Selgo is still sorry to see Lyon leave the Grand Valley program.
Well, first of all, we want to congratulate Coach Lyon on an outstanding coaching career, the last 14 of which he has spent here at Grand Valley. And we're very thankful for all of his efforts and what he has done to build our baseball program into one of the top baseball programs in the country in Division II. Not only have we had great competitive success under Steve's watch, but he has educated a lot of students in our baseball program to get them ready to go out and make us proud in society. A lot of fine young men have come through his baseball program. They've received their degree and have gone on to do great things. We're very grateful for everything Steve has done for us. As a baseball coach and for a leader of all these young men, our baseball program, and we want to wish he and his wife Sandy the very, very best in their retirement years.
Grand Valley Athletic Director Tim Selgo. Now, not only do we see coaching changes and some conference changes at this time of the year, we see some schools changing entire divisions. Shorter University of Georgia is leaving NAIA to join NCAA Division II, although baseball coach Matt Larry does not consider this to be a baseball decision.
Well, I think the biggest part of it was more of an academic standard. You know, I think with Shorter being a small private institution, academics has been a key role, and I think that with the NCAA, they do rely heavily on academics now, especially with all the rules. And I believe that was the big move. It's more of a prestigious status, not to knock the NAIA. I love the NAIA. I would love to stay with NAIA, but the school decided to move to NCAA Division II, and I think they see it more as an academic standard more than anything.
Nonetheless, it is difficult for Larry to leave the NAIA Southern States Conference.
If you look at it, in the top 25, you know, you got four teams that are going to be ranked. At one time, we had six teams ranked with two other teams receiving votes. So, you know, by far one of the strongest conferences in the nation for NAIA. And we're just real thrilled to be in there with them.
Shorter baseball coach Matt Larry. Now, Bill, here's an NCAA Division III item we've tried to mention the last few weeks. Let's get to it right now. Want to congratulate Southwest Mississippi baseball standout Johnny McKenzie, who is the recipient of a prestigious scholarship from the Mississippi Rural Physicians Scholarship Program. The scholarship was started to increase the number of primary care physicians in rural or medically underserved areas of Mississippi. McKenzie has a 4.0 grade point average at Southwest Mississippi and leads the Bears in hits this season. He does plan to practice family medicine. In the junior college ranks, a real good season for Blinn College of Brenham, Texas, as they finished 34-24, taking second place in their regional. And Coach Harvey McIntyre is very pleased with the 2012 season.
I think this group meant to us as a coaching staff that they are willing to kind of carry on the expectations of every student-athlete we have over there. You look at what they were able to do, not only this year's group, but as a two-year period, and they kind of embodied what a student athlete should be. I think we won, 73 games over the last 2 years. Some academic recognition. This group in particular, I think they handled adversity more than any group we've ever had. We had a little bit more ups and downs to deal with than, I don't want to say ever, but recently from different conference schedule. We started a different time. You get off to a slow start, you get hot as you could be, and then you're kind of without three huge pieces of the puzzle. I mean, they had to find out a lot about themselves, and I really think that they meant to us that they were an extremely tough and resilient group of kids.
And baseball coach Harvey McIntyre, by the way, one of Blinn's top ball players, third baseman Eric Wood, was a sixth-round draft pick of the Pittsburgh Pirates in this year's baseball amateur draft, and so Wood is the first Canadian chosen in the draft this year. And let's take a look at the NJCAA Division I All-American First Team. Those players are outfielders Jordan Allen of Howard, Skyler Angood of Pratt, and Kevin Roberts of Jackson State. The infielders, Bruce Caldwell of Spartanburg Methodist, Frederick Ford of Jefferson, Adam Giacalone of Neosho County, and Derek Tomsha of Iowa Western. The catcher, Levi Meyer of Iowa Western. The DH, Robert Murphy of Motlow State. And the pitchers, Alec Asher of Polk State, Dylan Baker of Western Nevada, and Logan Ehlers of Howard. That's the NJCAA Division I All-American First Team. And before we close out our final program of the year, let's once again salute our small college baseball champions for this year. In NCAA Division II, Westchester of Pennsylvania. Division III, Marietta of Ohio. In NAIA baseball, Tennessee Wesleyan. And in NJCAA baseball, Division I, Iowa Western. Division II, LSU Eunice. Division III, Joliet of Illinois. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gene DeLisio for Talkin' College Baseball.
Gene, thanks so much, and a great effort all throughout the year keeping our listeners informed on what's going on in small college baseball. Now, when we come back, our guest will be NCAA Committee Chair Kyle Kalander, who is also the commissioner of the Big South Conference, and we'll talk about the state of the game when we return on Talking College Baseball.
Jesse!
Let's go, guys!
Hey, did you guys know that kids who play sports earn more money when they grow up?
Of course. I knew that.
Hey, did you guys know that kids who read books have a bigger vocabulary?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Wow, jinx. Did you guys know that friendly children have more friends?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's true. I knew that. Did you guys know that winter babies are better at music?
Everyone knows that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty obvious.
Yeah, obvious. Oh, hey, guys, did you know that most people think they're using the right car seat for their kid, but they're not?
Huh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure I knew that.
I'm pretty sure you didn't.
Parents who really know it all know for sure that their child is in the right car seat at the right age and size. Visit safercar.gov/the right seat to make sure your child is protected. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's a great way to enhance your enjoyment of college baseball.
Fresh roasted peanuts.
Keep up with the game at the College Baseball Hall of Fame website, collegebaseballhall.org. You'll find fascinating stories, the latest college baseball headlines, watch HD quality web videos where you'll get the story firsthand from the Hall of Fame inductees and award winners. Get the latest news and learn about plans for the beautiful College Baseball Hall of Fame Museum in Lubbock, Texas. Plus, you can download the latest edition of Talking College Baseball. Don't forget to sign up for newsletters and alerts so you'll always be fully informed. And check out how you can become a member of the College Baseball Hall of Fame. It's all waiting for you at collegebaseballhall.org. That's collegebaseballhall.org.